This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Thursday, December the 19th of 2024. Right now in downtown Wausau, overcast skies, light snow in the last few minutes has started. Yes, the snow that we were hearing about last night, when I woke up, I expected to be able to trudge through the snow to the car to drive into work. There was no snow on the ground. There was no snow coming down. But now it has just started, and it is going to come. There is a winter storm warning in effect. We expect somewhere in the range of 5 to 8 inches before all is said and done. We'll get all the details coming up here in just a few minutes from our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. But I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in the second hour of the program, we're going to sit down and talk to a veteran coach, a team that we cover on a regular basis here on WXCO, just a guy I've known for many, many a year, Jeff Schneider, the head girls basketball coach at Marathon High School. We started around the same time, and he is still going strong 20 years in. His team off to a very good start at 6-1 this year, but I want to talk a little bit more deeply about longevity in high school sports that we don't see as much anymore, and we'll hear about that coming up in the second hour. As I said, coming up at 8:21, we'll have Brittany Merlot with the latest on the weather. But to start things off, as we do every Thursday morning, happy to welcome to the program the host of Up North News Radio that you hear right before this program from 6 till 8 a.m. on 98.9 WXCO. Our friend, Mr. Pat Kreitlow. Pat, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Where I can tell you that the light snow has just switched over to heavy snow. It's light and fluffy, but it's coming down, kind of like, you know, like how a gentle rain becomes more of a pounding rain.
Right, right.
So, according to the radar imagery here, the heaviest has yet to hit here, and it's going to go on for a while. So I don't think you'll have to worry. You will be trudging at some point.
Trudging later. And I'm not going to get all old man by saying, boy, back in our day, we would be in school today.
No, I actually did that this morning when I heard that Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls had canceled ahead of time. I'm like, you know, back in my day, we waited until it snowed before we canceled school. Now, in hindsight, it's like, you know, they probably could have canceled a few times so that the afternoon, you know, early dismissal wasn't driving through such a blizzard. So I get it, but I also sympathize with all the parents who have to, you know, they got to pivot quickly and figure out childcare arrangements or whatever, because they do a better job of making sure the kids are watched. Back in my day, we were feral children, where it's like, you know, your mom would say, I don't want to see you till the streetlights come on, get. So, you know, we're doing a better job now of making sure the kids are out of the cold.
One thing I wanted is just, you know, briefly touch on at the start, because I was again listening earlier this morning as I get set to go on the air, and I had you on, and you were talking about you know, upcoming elections and talking about folks running for office and what needs to be done. I thought a very interesting interview, but you said something that caught my attention that I just think in this era of the Trumpisms and the Musk and all these people, that's me. When you said, when you first ran, I think in 2005, that nobody had asked you, that this was something that you had decided to do, all these folks who keep telling us, well, all these people are begging me to run. And when I think, no, they aren't. You just want to run for office. I so appreciated that, hey, you decided you have something to offer. It wasn't about everybody saying, only you, Pat Kreitlow, can save Wisconsin. I found that to be so refreshing. I wanted to say thank you for that.
Well, thank you. And it's not to say that over the prior, people didn't say it.
Right, right.
But you have to keep in mind that in the years prior, nobody knew my political affiliation. They just knew that I was reading the news. And so I had an equal number of Republicans and Democrats say, you know, you ought to run for office. You're very interested in politics. You want people to vote. You want people to come together and compromise and all of that. And, you know, the story that I've told before is that it was the election of 2004 that put me over the edge, watching the swift boating of John Kerry and all of the other dirty tricks of Karl Rove and before him, Newt Gingrich and everything else. And I finally said, I can't sit here anymore and pretend that both sides are equally bad when one side is clearly causing harm, doing damage, and I want to go try to make a difference. And so I decided to run as I did in 2006 against the incumbent Republican senator back then, Dave Zinn. But yeah, it was completely a decision on my part. When I first went to somebody at the state Democratic Party offices, they didn't believe me. They thought they and they said so. They said, well, honestly, we don't know if you're just doing this as like part of an, I mean, we know you resigned from the station. You had this big farewell and everything, but it might all be a ruse. You might be doing undercover reporting about running for office. And I'm like, gosh, I never thought of that. That actually would have been a really good story idea back in the day. But no, I'm actually here for me. So once they finally believed me, then they referred me to folks who did a great job with candidate training and things like that.
No, something else that I heard you talk about yesterday when you were on with Todd, I didn't catch the entire discussion. I just caught the end of it as I had just come out from eating my lunch. but the last part, and I really appreciated Todd talking about Tommy Thompson and somebody that he had admired greatly, worked for him, and to say, hey, you know, I'm kind of disappointed. And you said, when Tommy said we have to move on, you said, well, 4 years ago we have to move on. And I thought to myself, actually, as I was driving, coming back to the station, that I go back to 2009, actually, where we had just come off the disastrous presidency of George W. Bush in foreign policy and economic policy and everything else. And instead of looking forward, it was still about basically just trying to sabotage the Obama administration right from the top in January of 2009.
Mitch McConnell said so. Yeah. Mitch McConnell said, and before he was even inaugurated, he said, our number one job is to deny him a second term. No, it's not. Your job is to serve a of the Great Recession, the worst economic crisis of our lifetimes to that point. And you're saying our job is to block Obama, which is why it took so much longer, years longer, to come out of the Great Recession than it should have. Contrast that with the much better recovery that we had under the Biden administration and 2 years of a Democratic Congress. But yeah, that's what they wanted to do, was obstruct from the get-go.
But the point that also I wanted to make about it is when you hear Republicans now that they are in charge in all three branches, at least very narrowly, that they want to move forward, and at the very same time, Donald Trump is suing the Des Moines Register. I mean, for a poll he doesn't like.
Well, that's ABC's fault. If ABC hadn't capitulated and agreed to settle a lawsuit, that they would have won easily. But they wanted to maintain their access to Trump. They didn't want to get any bad press. Maybe there was a bad email someplace, you know, that they didn't want people to see. And all that did was embolden Trump to continue to try to intimidate the media outlets that need to report on him to the American people.
And as we go to January 20th, month from tomorrow, it does not seem to me to be time for business as usual. But earlier this week, when we saw the Oversight Committee vote, where we had Jerry Connolly, who, and I've actually done a little research, he seems like a guy that is capable of doing the job as the ranking member.
Yep.
But he's 74 years old, but mm-hmm. He was just diagnosed with esophageal cancer. It's a disease that killed my dad. I know about this disease. It's not a good disease. And you have somebody like AOC who's got the reach to actually use this position to actually get people to listen. And it feels as though it's business as usual for the Democrats right now when it really shouldn't be.
It is business as usual for a national party, the congressional part of the party, that is run by people who were born before the baby boom. They were born before the Second World War or in the early years of the Second World War, and they are still calling the shots. And I have nothing but admiration for the service of Jerry Connolly. He is a good person. He has served with distinction. The same can be said for Speaker Pelosi. But when she, while recovering from hip replacement surgery, was making calls against Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and for Jerry Connolly, that just reinforced what you just said, that they've learned nothing, that they kept an entire generation, Gen X, they kept those folks from taking office by staying in place well into their 70s and 80s and turning their backs on people who are young, have a fight in them, have the energy to want to fight for the people, and not just hold on to power for the sake of power. And I say this as somebody who just turned 60,
right,
is that I will back anybody in their 20s and early 30s that shows the energy and the fight, and I will step aside and say, you go. And as much as I think I'm going to be capable myself of doing things well into my 70s, I will say right here, right now, I would love to see a mandatory age, self-imposed, of course, by Democrats, Republicans, whoever, of pick a number, 70, maybe 72, something like that, saying that's it in terms of being a committee chair.
Right.
I just think that would be, well, it would be smart politics, it would be common sense, and it would resist the temptation to go to bat for an old friend, right, simply because they're a friend.
They've waited. It's like, oh, we waited my turn. No, that's not, right now we need everybody.
It's not how this works.
And frankly, we need young people engaged now in what we're going to have to deal with for the next 4 years.
Exactly.
It's not all done within the halls of Capitol Hill. It's going to have to be done throughout the country, and somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I thought, would be a great person to bring in so many people as part of this battle. But.
Well, yeah, Jerry Connolly, would be fine if he was just doing the job in a committee hearing room. But you're right, this requires people who are out there working the media, getting on podcasts, going on talk shows, traveling the country, and you really want to pass the torch at the right time to the folks with the tools to do that.
Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio every weekday from 6 until 8 a.m. Pat, hopefully the fluffy snow keeps coming down and it's nothing too big over in the western part of Wisconsin. But always appreciate your time and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Pat Kreitlow again. Tune in every morning. Great, great stuff with Pat from 6 until 8 a.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. Well, how much snow are we going to get? What is the situation? Well, we're going to find out coming up next as we are joined by meteorologist Brittany Merlot. That's straight ahead. Chat Home Show 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:22. Again, overcast skies. The light snow has started here in central Wisconsin. Again, a little surprised when I got up. I thought, I'm going to be heading through the snow to get to the vehicle, but not quite yet. But that doesn't mean it isn't coming. And to find out when the heavier stuff is going to move into our area, How much can we expect? How long will it last? Well, the person that always has all the answers when it comes to our weather is meteorologist Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing okay. It's always a little bit, you know, nervous when you get that first big snow to see how the vehicle handles. I got another vehicle during the summer, so I have not actually dealt with the bad weather with it yet. So I'm going to be trying to test it out as we get later into the day. But I was a little surprised. I thought maybe we'd have snow by the time we woke up this morning. Was it expected to start at this point, or is this a little surprising?
Not surprising to me. I was looking at it last night and I wanted to push in around 7 o'clock this morning, and I feel like that was pretty much when the flurries started flying. Now, they're small baby flakes at the moment. We've got some cooler temperatures in place, so it is a dry, lighter, fluffier snowfall, so it's going to take a while for it to really add up here. But what we have going on is it's going to be increasing as we go through our late morning and early afternoon. That's when some of these accumulations will really start to ramp up. And then it kind of eases a little bit late afternoon and then starts to pick up back again early evening before it starts to wind down overnight. So we are going to see a rough evening commute today. That's the worst of it, probably right around then. But the winds, too, they're going to be gusting up to about 20, maybe 30 miles per hour. And that's going to blow and drift that snow around and also reduce that visibility. As I was looking at some model runs, the visibility looks less than a mile as this thing comes through. And right now, accumulations in La Crosse, they're already up to about 2 inches. Of course, it started a little bit earlier for them. So we're getting it.
Yeah, absolutely. And before it is all said and done, it seems like it's going to stretch maybe a little bit longer than we thought. Is it going to go into tomorrow at all?
It does want to turn. It kind of scatters out and lightens out and turns into some flurries where it could linger through early tomorrow morning. But I really don't think any accumulating troublesome on the roads is really going to be lingering through tomorrow. I think the roads are going to be just fine in the morning.
And after the snow ends, as it happens so often, it seems like the pattern is you get a significant amount of snow and it always passes through and then it gets pretty darn cold. And that's going to be the case as well.
Yep, that's the case. The typical clipper system, right? It's moving from Alberta, Canada, moves through, swings around Lake Michigan, and turns into kind of like a nor'easter. So what that does is obviously if it's coming from Canada behind it with those winds out of the north, it cools us down. So high temperatures will slide to the teens and low 20s as we go into this weekend. It will be crisp and cool, but the sunshine will be out. So it'll be pretty with the sparkling snow and people sledding and enjoying it, maybe skiing, who knows? I'm going to try to because we are looking at a good 4 to 8 inches here in central Wisconsin.
Mm. And then, of course, everybody is already thinking ahead to next week and people will be traveling around, heading to their family and friends and maybe sometimes going out of state, whatever it may be for Christmas. It's going to be pretty quiet and actually pretty warm when we get towards the actual travel time in the days leading up to Christmas next week, right?
Yeah, it's not looking too bad. The only day that is a little concerning for at least the state of Wisconsin is going to be Monday. We are looking at a quick system moving through, bringing us some snowfall. But if you are traveling and you're headed towards South State Line area, they're looking at a wintry mix of potential icing because those temperatures are warming behind that system. So once that one pushes through on Monday, we start to spike up there to the mid to upper 30s to even low 40s after the holiday. So pretty quiet on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But of course, warmer with some melting snow. No.
So even with all this snow, there is still the possibility we won't have a white Christmas?
Yes. Can you believe it? I hope it can't melt it all that fast. But that potential is definitely, definitely there. But here's the thing, too. So we're going to have the snow melting during the day, but then the temperatures next week are going to freeze overnight. So anything that looks wet is probably going to be ice. And that's concerning to me because we're traveling, we're in unfamiliar areas, we're at family's house.
You're carrying those big stack of gifts and then you don't notice the ice and then you fall down. And that's not good.
Oh, no. Falls are so dangerous. Yes. I mean, there's so many things that you can hurt and you could even die. So.
I know. All right. Well, what are the details here for this very interesting weather Thursday?
All right. Winter storm warning is in effect all throughout the day into tonight and expires overnight, early morning, where we could see some flurries still lingering. Major accumulations about 4 to 8 inches here into the Wausau area in central Wisconsin. Some areas could see a little bit higher, but I think those are going to stay closer to the lakes because lake effect snow is going to be a thing too. So this winds down. We'll see some sunshine tomorrow. It'll be chilly though, highs in the teens and then the 20s for the rest of the weekend. Much calmer, slower weather pattern until Monday. A quick shot of snow moves through there. A couple of inches is expected. And then we quiet down and we warm up next week.
Okay, well, we'll get ready, get those shovels out. And, of course, you and the rest of the weather staff will keep us up to speed every single hour as we continue through this busy Thursday. So, Brittany, thank you very much.
Thank you, and good luck with your new car. Drive safe.
Thank you
very much. Bye, guys.
That's our Brittany Merlot. Joins us every morning at 8:21 to give us the latest weather, and especially today. Again, there is a winter storm warning that is continuing throughout the area. Goes until 3 a.m. tomorrow. Right now, 17 degrees as the snow has started. Yep, I've actually seen a little bit of the snow starting to cover the roadway right across the way here at our studio at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Coming up, we have ourselves an information update. Get the latest on the news, weather, and the sports, and then we'll be right back. Chan Home Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the Marathon Red Raiders make the short trek to Wausau to take on the Newman Catholic Cardinals. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening tip at 7:15. High school boys basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Marathon Park City, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Brickner's of Little Chicago, County Materials, The People's State Bank, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's Marathon at Newman Catholic and High School Boys Basketball. Friday, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Chat Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can join us by sending us a text or a call at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. I apologize. Yesterday, when I was having our discussion with Bob Look, and we had a text that came from the 715, and we were talking about cabinet positions and unqualified and the worst ever, I think, group of cabinet officers that has been nominated by incoming president. 715 texted in, if I was a Republican was picked over for cabinet positions by unqualified candidates, I wouldn't support Trump. Well, the problem is Donald Trump has the power within the Republican Party. And if you don't support Donald Trump, you will be primaried. And in fact, we have a great example of that in the news today, which I will discuss here in just a moment. But again, as we talk about the latest news and anything else, if there's something on your mind, please be part of the show. 715-382-9297. That's the number to call or text. And you can also call or text us through the Civic Media app. And make sure that you download the Civic Media app. You have a chance to win as part of our Text to Win contest, which I'll give you more information on coming up as well. But 715-382-9297. I promise to keep an eye on my message sheet here. I have so many windows open during the course of our show. But coming up, we will talk a little bit about Donald Trump and the power over the Republican Party. But I wanted to just let folks know, as part of this winter storm that is coming in, we are seeing some postponements. Of course, many of the schools have been canceled for today. Also, because of the school cancellations, that means the extracurricular activities are canceled as well. And we were scheduled tonight to have high school hockey with Wausau West at Chippewa Falls, but that game has been postponed due to the incoming storm. Excuse me, and it's probably just as well because I am trying to get over this cough, and it just continues to bother me. There's been lots of stuff going around central Wisconsin, and this cough is making the things a little bit more difficult, but I apologize for that. But again, no high school hockey tonight, no high school sports for us this evening, so get a chance to rest the voice before tomorrow night when we have high school boys basketball with a marathon at Newman Catholic, 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip-off right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. But one of the big stories this morning nationally is the negotiated settlement between House Republican and Democratic leaders to avoid a government shutdown appears to have been sabotaged by two people. One, the president-elect of the United States, Donald Trump, and his running buddy, Elon Musk. And it's one thing to have, you know, this disagreement. And Donald Trump, if he doesn't feel as though this is a deal that he can support, fine. But the petulant, childlike language that Trump has been using when it comes to this is pathetic. I mean, pathetic. Pathetic with a capital P. And the fact that millions and millions and millions of people support this man-child as the leader of the free world is concerning beyond words, to be honest with you. Because every time that you think, you have folks who keep saying, Jeff Bezos, the publisher of the owner of the Washington Post and Amazon and many, many other multi-billion-dollar companies keeps saying, well, we think he's going to be, you know, calmer and better this time around. Well, Jeff, based on what we've seen in the last number of hours, that is silliness. Donald Trump is Donald Trump. He is not changing. And this latest is just ridiculous. But it appeared that Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, and other leading Republicans had come together with Democrats to avoid a government shutdown and came through with a deal. Johnson's original plan called for extending government spending at current levels until March and added other provisions like relief for disaster victims and farmers and a pay raise for members of Congress. Then, in a joint statement yesterday afternoon, Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, and I first J.D. Vance sighting in a while, but actually it's been more Elon Musk who's been talking about this, but this statement, Trump and Vance said and asked Congress to, quote, pass a streamlined spending bill that doesn't give Chuck Schumer and the Democrats everything that they want. Republicans must, and then all capital letters, get smart, and tough. If Democrats threaten to shut down the government unless we give them everything they want, then, again, capital letters, call their bluff. It is Schumer and Biden. That's President Biden to you, idiot. I shouldn't have said that. I apologize. That's President Biden, President-elect Trump. Says if it is Schumer and Biden who are holding up aid to our farmers in disaster relief. And then that was part of the official statement, which was, again, less than adult. But then he got real childlike later in the evening. And when I mentioned the text talking about if I was said that if you're a Republican that was overlooked for a cabinet position by somebody that was unqualified, that they shouldn't support Trump. Well, this is why nobody goes out on that ledge and says, I'm not going to support Trump if they're a Republican. Later yesterday evening, Trump threatened any Republican in the House who voted for a clean bill. He said on his Truth Social platform, quote, any Republican that would be so stupid as to do this should and will be primaried. Everything should be done and fully negotiated prior to my taking office on January the 20th of 2025. In another post, Trump also pushed Republicans to deal with the debt limit before he takes office, saying if they don't, he'll, quote, have to fight till the end with Democrats. He wrote, again, getting real childlike, this is a nasty trap set in place by the radical left Democrats! Exclamation mark. They are looking to embarrass us in June when the debt limit comes up for a vote. The people that extended from September 28th to June 1st should be ashamed of themselves. Baby Trump at it again. Congress faces a deadline tomorrow when the current government funding extension expires to pass a new bill before a government shutdown kicks in. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana told reporters late Wednesday that negotiations on government funding remain ongoing after a productive late-night meeting in Speaker Mike Johnson's office. Scalise said that we are going to continue to work through the night to the morning to get an agreement that we can bring to the floor. Hopefully tomorrow, which is today, the House can get it resolved. In remarks to reporters, Scalise bootlicked Donald Trump, saying that Trump wants to start the presidency on a sound footing. And we want him to as well. And I think that's one of the things we're all focused on. Asked if the debt limit was going to be part of any new agreement, as Trump has called for, Scalise said, we are not there yet. We are still having conversations with our members, with a lot of other folks, just to make sure that everybody is on the same page. But we are still talking about some good ideas that will address some of the issues our members raised today, and then make sure we take care of the disaster victims. And then there's Elon Musk. Elon Musk. South African Elon Musk. Leading the American First Brigade. Yesterday, Musk came out against the bill, going so far as to threaten lawmakers who voted for it. So again, it's another reason why we do not see profiles and courage when it comes to Republicans, even when they know that the emperor has no clothes. After posting on X, quote, this bill should not pass, Musk escalated his rhetoric, warning that, quote, any member of the House or Senate who votes for this outrageous spending bill deserves to be voted out in 2 years, exclamation mark, end quote. He implored his over 200 million followers, please call your elected representatives right away to tell them how you feel, exclamation mark. They are trying to get this passed today while no one is paying attention. Well, people are paying attention, Elon. He later posted that, quote, no bill should be passed Congress until January 20th when real Donald Trump takes office. Well, Elon, if then nothing happens, government shutdown will occur, which will lead to economic hardships for millions of Americans. So again, every time that you hear some billionaire talk about how Donald Trump is matured, Donald Trump is going to do things for the best interest of all Americans. Donald Trump is going to be more adult when he goes into office this time. No, he's not. This is a serious issue. And he's flailing his arms, throwing around exclamation marks and childlike language like some guy sitting after his fifth beer on the bar stool and not like the guy who's going to be president of the United States. It's depressing. It's depressing to see leadership so childish. And then Elon Musk, another childlike figure who has the money to basically break everybody in Congress if he feels like it. This is not good for democracy. This is not good for the United States of America. It's frustrating to see. And we're not going to see profiles and courage. I have given up hope for these Republicans because when you have Trump and Musk threatening, again, primaries against these folks who do not toe the party line, they mean it. And we've seen the folks that stood up against Donald Trump in the first term, the Liz Cheneys, the Adam Kinzingers, the others. Are they still in office? No, they're not. They have to be willing to give up their jobs if they're going to stand against Donald Trump. And unfortunately, not many of those folks want to do that. So again, we'll see whether or not we'll see. I mean, we've seen this many times recently in recent years where we come up on perhaps a government shutdown, but in the end, we get a deal. Will it happen again? I tend to think it will, but we'll see. Will it be up to the Donald Trump / Elon Musk standard? We will see. The time is 8:49. Snow is falling, light snow falling here in downtown Wausau. Again, a winter storm warning in effect until 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll have the latest on the weather and a whole bunch more coming up. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
At Home Show 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Got a text, 715. Trump's ultimate goal is to take away a voice for U.S. citizens, period. Well, and frankly, at this point, we have to look within. Because I'm fearful right now that Democrats in the United States Congress are business as usual. Talked about it yesterday, talked about it earlier with Pat Kreitlow when we see AOC overlooked for the Democratic leadership within a major committee for a 74-year-old man who was just diagnosed last month with esophageal cancer. Because we need to have a voice that gets out to millions of Americans in the next number of years, in the next number of months, in the next number of days. In fact, in the last few minutes, during the last two-minute break, I went to Blue Sky. I was just looking to see what's being said concerning the government shutdown issue and other issues right now this morning. Aaron Rupar, a great follow, man that keeps an eye on what's going on in Washington and elsewhere, independent journalist who tells it like it is. He put out a Blue Sky post 20 minutes ago. Absolutely pathetic posts coming from Republicans this morning. One of which he says shows Donald Trump earlier this morning. Everybody wants to be my friend in capital letters, 3 exclamation marks. And then the next posting is Rand Paul, senator from the state of Kentucky. Again, these are true idiots out there. And I say that with total seriousness. Rand Paul, in the last, 90 minutes, put out a posting that said, the Speaker of the House need not be a member of Congress. Nothing would disrupt the swamp more than electing Elon Musk. Think about it. Nothing's impossible. Not to mention the joy at seeing the collective establishment, a.k.a. Uniparty, lose their Evan-loving minds. These are not serious people right now. They don't give a darn about actually doing things to help the American people. The idea that a sitting senator like Rand Paul would say, hey, let's make Elon Musk the Speaker of the House. And him talking about, like, he and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and the rest of them are fighting the swamp. They are the swamp. And the sooner that Democrats in the halls of Congress realize that this is not normal, that these are not normal times, and that they have to start thinking a little bit more outside the box, the better it will be. I mean, Rand Paul is an idiot. Elon Musk as the Speaker of the House. And then to add to this, here in the media, we need voices who are not afraid to stand up to fascism and totalitarianism and Donald Trump. And yet, 34 minutes ago, a posting by Carl Bode, who is somebody that writes about media, politics, consumer rights, again, a good follow on Blue Sky. And he puts out a posting. The closest the U.S. gets to a progressive cable news network is centrist Comcast-owned MSNBC. So, of course, the obvious response to authoritarianism is to make it even friendlier to right-wing ideology. And he quotes Oliver Darcy, who is a media writer, in his newsletter today. And Oliver Darcy wrote, Mark Lazarus, who is in charge of what's called SpinCo, that is the new group that is in charge of MSNBC because Comcast is looking at perhaps selling it off MSNBC and other aspects of their NBC network empire. But Mark Lazarus, the head of MSNBC, basically the corporate head right now of MSNBC, Oliver Darcy says, Mark Lazarus would like MSNBC to be on better terms with Republicans. The SpinCo boss, who will mark 1 month into his new job on Friday, has indicated to people in private conversations over the past month that he would like the cable news network to incorporate more GOP voices on its air, according to people familiar with the matter. The lineup right now of powerful people that are just kneeling at the altar of Donald Trump should be disturbing to everybody out there. We have seen the $1 million checks put out there. We have seen the pilgrimages to Mar-a-Lago. And now MSNBC, who's supposed to be one of the major bastions against Trumpism and fascism, wants to be friendlier to the GOP and have more GOP voices on its air. So basically, we're going to see the entire media landscape lining up behind Donald Trump. Business as usual will not work in the next 4 years. What do you think? In the next segment, I want to know what you think. Where are we? Where should we be going? 715-382-9297. Call us or text us. Are you concerned? 715-382-9297. Information update coming up. Find out the latest, maybe, on these negotiations to avert a government shutdown by the end of this week. What else has Donald Trump been saying? Is Rand Paul saying anything else stupid in the last 5 minutes that I have not caught yet? Another hour to go. I'm going to take a deep breath. We're going to come back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.